TMZ TV.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program of the place of women in the body of Christ to bring you this special report on global warming and centralized government. This topic has come up due to one comment on my show yesterday, and it triggered me, and I need to address it because of its relevance to the final years of Millennium 6. This is Martin Zender from the edge of the bottom of the Floridian Peninsula in a car in an alley in Fort Lauderdale. I'm not jumping on this person who made the comment. In fact, I thank this person for making the comment because I need to comment. The comment was, Martin, I like it when you talk about the evangel, but whenever you even mention Donald Trump, I get upset because of how evil Donald Trump is and the fact that he's a liar and he doesn't care about the earth. Referencing, of course, the panic that is being fanned and promoted by leftists, namely global warming. That our earth is in peril, and unless we give lots of power to a small group of people who know how to handle this emergency, then we will all perish from the earth. Anyone who thinks that any political party pushing for radical laws that would make the earth a more habitable place, and who at the same time sound alarms that the earth will be gone in 12 years if we continue our reckless path. Anyone promoting that teaching, and it is a teaching because this is a religion, anyone promoting it, this might be a hard pill to swallow for some people. But I will say it anyway. The people promoting this do not care about the earth. They don't care about lizards and owls. They don't care about the sea level. Because the same people sounding the alarm that the temperature is rising, we're all going to die, they're building their condos in New York City and in Miami. They're ignoring their own advice. They're flying around in their private jets to and fro. They're living luxuriously in their mansions because they know that what they're promoting is false. It's a power grab. Now, I'm not a conspiracy theory guy, but this is not a conspiracy theory. It's not a conspiracy theory that there is a group of people who want to take control of world government. There are people who are power mad, and it's in them to control other people's lives. Some might call this the New World Order. Others might call it a one world government. The beginnings of it is to convince the population at large that they're just not smart enough to handle the latest crisis and that they need to cede their control of great swaths of their life to politicians, government bureaucrats who can manage it, and they will manage it on your behalf. But there has to be, nobody in their right mind would give over their freedom to the government. Nobody in their right mind wants more regulation on their lives. Nobody in their right mind would want to hand over power to an organization that wants to tell you how warm you can keep your home, what car you drive, whether you're allowed to travel or not, whether you're allowed to have a medical procedure or not, where you can travel, how you can travel, what you can say, what you can't say, what you can write, what you can't write. Nobody in their right mind would hand over their personal power to a cold governmental organization miles and miles away without some kind of prod, some kind of emergency. And so the people who want power in this country, it's the left. The people who want power for power's sake, because they get off on controlling things and lording it over other people, they have latched on to what is popularly, though not actually, considered to be an emergency. That is the fate of our planet. The fate of our planet is at stake. Your children and grandchildren will be treading water, and they will be dying of heat stroke. It will be an apocalyptic world if you don't segregate plastic from paper. It'll be an apocalyptic world if we don't do something now. And panic is incited, and people who are not critical thinkers believe all of this. And those who put forth this emergency, they don't have real science behind them. It's alarmism. They will tweak the facts, and they will use their accomplices in the mainstream media to help them publish the alarm. And again, people who are not critical thinkers will believe it, and they will give up their power. Vote for me because I can save the world. I'll save the earth. People say, oh, well, we have to vote for them because of this dire emergency. This global warming scare, this global warming hoax, and it is a hoax, I liken it to the doctrine of eternal torment. It's a perfect analogy. Check this out. And the same people who see through the doctrine of eternal torment ought to see through this, because it's the same twisting of facts. It's the same religious fervor. It's the same attempt to shut up dissenters. Anybody who disagrees with you must be shut up, must be silenced. How many times have I heard it said, Martin, you believe that God is the savior of all humanity and that everyone of Adam's progeny will eventually be saved with God for eternity? Martin, don't you know that every Greek scholar says that hell is real? Every Greek scholar says that that word that you say should be translated aeon, namely the Greek word aion. Every Greek scholar, Martin, says that that word means eternity. And its adjective form means eternity. You're going against theological consensus. These people graduated from the Dallas Theological Seminary. These people are in the know. And you, little Martin Zender, in your car in an alley in Fort Lauderdale, you disagree with them? Oh, well, I must be stupid. No, pardon me. Pardon me for going against the mainstream opinion on this. However, I looked up Greek scholars, and I found several Greek scholars, James Young being one of them, who said that the word aeon can't mean eternity. Can't. It's a period of time. And the adjective form of the word also must be a period of time. I came to find out there is not a theological consensus. I came to find out that it was more of a political movement. How so? How could it be a political movement? Let's call it this, a power movement. I find that eternal torment is a handy little club in the hands of organized religion to scare people into church. It sure as hell worked for the Catholic Church in the Middle Ages, and it still works for every single church. They have created a false alarm called turn or burn. You see the parallels I'm drawing with global warming? Turn or burn. That's what global warming is now. Turn or burn. If you don't turn around, and if we don't do the right thing as a globe, as planetary citizens, then we're all going to die. Oh, what do we have to do? Just vote for us, we'll take care of everything. Of course, we're going to have to tell you what you can drive. We're going to have to tell you how warm you can heat your house. We're going to have to tell you what you can grow, what you can't grow. Oh yeah, well, okay, if that's what it takes. So the church comes around and tells you, turn or burn. If you don't come to our church, if you don't come to an understanding of Jesus Christ according as we teach him, then you are going to die for eternity. You're going to go to hell for eternity where the global warming is out of control. Yes, you haven't seen global warming until you spent a day and a night in hell. Ooh, it's hot there. Yes, sir. So the Catholic Church wants to see, every church wants eternal torment to be there because that gives them leverage to manipulate you, that in turn gives them power. Global warming is the same thing. It's a tool. It's not even true. Have you ever heard of MWP? Look up MWP. It stands for Medieval Warming Period. Yes, in the years 900, between 900 AD and 1300 AD, there was something called the Medieval Warming Period. It's well known, well documented. It was warmer then than it is now. Funny. There were no factories then. There were no SUVs in 1300s, I don't think. I've never seen any artistic renditions of people driving SUVs. There was no plastic in 900 AD. And if there was, people weren't segregating it in special blue bins and making sure that they get to the landfill. No, none of these things were going on. The Industrial Revolution was still 400 years away, and yet the Earth was much warmer than it is now. And during the medieval warming period of 900 AD to 1300 AD, lots of stuff grew. Agriculture went crazy. Why? Because the warmer it is, the better the crops grow, the more people are fed. I wish it was global warming. I pray for global warming. It's not going to destroy the planet. It's going to heal. It's going to help the planet. It's going to feed the planet. CO2 is good for stuff to grow. But we are told, oh, and you know what? You know what caused the medieval warming period? Oh, and while you're at that, look up the Roman warming period in the first century. It began just before the AD years and went to about 100 AD. That was called the Roman warming period. Look that up. You know what caused these warming periods? You're never going to believe this. I hate to go against the global warming religion, but here it goes. It was caused by solar activity. Yeah. See, the sun goes in cycles, and it has these things called sunspots, and they reflect what's happening on the sun, the solar activity. Sometimes the sun burps, and the burp lasts for hundreds of years, and then it retreats a little bit, and the earth cools, and it goes, and the earth warms, and it goes, and the earth cools, it goes, and the earth warms. Wow, it's the sun. The sun has been doing this ever since the day it was created. And if we had had records before medieval times, we would have seen this cycle repeatedly. It has nothing to do with the fact that you're driving an SUV instead of a Prius.
Right.
I'm not denying that we have an effect. And I'm also not saying that we should live irresponsibly. I will carry, when I'm running, if I have a snack, I will carry a wrapper, a candy bar wrapper, for 8 miles to throw it away. I do not litter, and I hate littering. I'm responsible. I'm a responsible person. And in fact, the United States, I'm going to get to Donald Trump in a second, the United States is the cleanest country in the world, or at the top. So, we are told that humans are the cause of this, not the sun, just because it happens to be warming a little tiny bit. But it's not remarkable at all. But because there is a warming trend, people who want to be in charge of everything, people who want to rule over other people, they see an opportunity. They see an opportunity to trick people because they don't believe it themselves. Some of them do. I think people in the media actually believe it, but there are larger people above that pulling the strings, and they're just the media, the mainstream media, are useful idiots to get this message across. They see this as a window into control. Because if we have a global problem, then it requires a global solution and a global government, right? And so they will hyperinflate this problem, and they will cause panic, exactly what they're trying to do. Just like Christianity wants to cause panic. That's why you see all these billboards. Where will you spend eternity? Hell is hot, whatever the hell they say. They want to induce panic because they want you to become a Christian, but they basically don't really care about your eternal destiny. They want you to come to them. They need you to need them. And the last thing that the Christian religion wants is for you to be independent, for you to be free, for you to not need them. Thanks, I'm spiritually fine. I don't need you. Oh, no, you need a head over you. You need accountability. You're going to go to hell if you don't come to church. They're all in cahoots. The government is the same way. If we don't act now, we're all going to burn up because this is an emergency. Remember, Al Gore was the one who started really lit a fire under this fire. And he predicted that the world would end. I forget when he made his pronouncements. Maybe it was like 15 years ago. Anyway, there was a clock. I was at a website that had Al Gore's countdown clock to Armageddon. And of course, that long expired. It expired maybe 3 years ago. And here we are still. Wow. Now there's a politician, a freshman congresswoman called Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. That's what I call Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And she is heading up here in the United States. She wrote this fantastic fantasy plan called the New Green Deal. The New Green Deal is that we in the United States, we will do away with air travel in 10 years. We will do away with cars in 10 years. We will do away with farting cows in 10 years. Yes, because cows farting causes methane, CO2, whatever, and it ruining the planet. So again, it's a fabricated crisis, just like eternal torment is, to get you to surrender your freedom. In the case of eternal torment, is your freedom in Christ, in order for you to join on to the larger organization that promises you deliverance. folks, this is why the new Green Deal is not going to be implemented. It's not going to succeed, because the new Green Deal, as proposed by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, would wreck the economy. It would send the United States and the world right behind it into back into the 19th century, possibly the late 18th century. Yeah, that's the 1700s. She wants to get rid of air travel, get rid of factories. She wants to get rid of all natural gas, all coal, all fossil fuel, anything fossil fuel. I mean, anything fossil fuel produced or driven, she wants to eliminate. It'll send us back to possibly the 17th century. It would wreck the economy. That's why I know it's not going to be a player here, because if the economy and the world is going to be wrecked, not by bad government programs, not by the planet warming up beyond repair, but by God. Yes, God is the one who's going to wreck the economy. I did 4 years on the book of Revelation, the unveiling of Jesus Christ. God's going to wreck everything. He's going to cause the earthquake that all buildings fall down. He's going to darken the sun. She's going to be kind of cold then, eh? So much for global warming when God shuts down the sun for a few days. So, no. God's coming to wreck the well-laid, well-executed plans of humanity. This new Green Deal is neither well-laid nor will it be executed, whether well or poorly, because it just ain't going to happen. It would wreck the economy. Again, I say it would wreck the economy. That's God's job. Now, the reality is bad enough in the case of eternal torment. Jesus Christ doesn't save us from eternal torment. He saves us from death. But Jesus Christ ensured that no member of the human race will die forever, because he undid the works of Adam. I've talked about that here many times. Jesus Christ ensured that no one will suffer eternal death, because he tasted death for everyone, not just some people, everyone. And everyone will eventually get that benefit. So we have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and she is the latest spokesperson for this Save the Planet movement, which is really a backdoor into world domination. It is. This isn't a conspiracy theory. A world problem calls for a world solution, and in my country, the left want power. Okay. Now, Donald Trump. All right. I think the guy who commented on my YouTube show, he was upset that Donald Trump seems to hate the planet. Donald Trump got us out of the Paris Climate Accord, which the United States had signed. It wasn't a proper treaty, I don't think. So it was easy to get out of it, because it wasn't an actual treaty. It was just like, yes, we're all going to reduce greenhouse gases, reduce CO2 emissions, but it was punitive for the United States. It wasn't equally applied. The United States had to really reduce everything, so we would be the ones that would have to curtail our lifestyle. And the real offenders, the biggest polluters in the world, are like China and India. Nothing. They didn't have to do anything for like 5 or 10 years. They could business as usual for them, because the people who drafted this accord, they don't want the United States to be a great nation. That's the thing. That's the bottom line. These people don't want the United States to be a great nation, because they want a one-world government. And in a one-world government, all countries must be leveled, especially the United States. The United States, being the shining beacon on the hill, it has to be downgraded. And so what better way than to stop any progress, to stop industrialization, to stop manufacturing? All these things brings more money, people have more income, people are happy, and people are independent of the government. Everybody has a job, they don't need welfare, they don't need government handouts. That's the last thing government wants, is for you to be independent. Again, they need you to need them. And so when they see something happening, they'll glom onto it and create a crisis where there is no crisis, and they'll cook the numbers. Global warming isn't real. It's these people telling us that the world is going to be burned up in 12 years or in 20 years. They're basing it on computer models, which are based on false information input, false information. These people telling us, predicting the destruction of the earth because you're not segregating paper from plastic, or you're driving the wrong car, or you're heating your house too much, put it down to 70 degrees, that'll save the earth. The people telling you this, they can't predict the freaking weather. They can't predict the weather. Honestly, they're wrong 8 times out of 10. When I look at the weather here in South Florida, it was the same when I lived in Ohio. These jokers can't predict the weather, and they're telling us what's going to happen in 10 years, 12 years? What a freaking joke. But if you don't believe it, oh, what do you mean you don't believe in global warming? Oh, you're a global warming doubter. How dare you? It's the same thing they say with eternal torment. You don't believe in eternal torment? How dare you? Don't you know that everybody believes in eternal torment? Oh, so wait a minute. I'm not supposed to look at facts anymore? This sounds like it's becoming a religion. Sounds like it's becoming something I have to just believe by faith because you said so, and anybody that speaks against it needs to be shut up. With eternal torment, anybody speaking against it needs to be shut up. You're in a cult. What are you talking about? You don't know anything. You're just a kid in a car in Fort Lauderdale. What do you know about it? I can think for myself. I can look up the Greek text. I can look at the word in context, in the scriptural context, to see that the word that they translate eternal as in eternal torment doesn't say that. I can think for myself. It's the same with global warming. All you have to do is look up scientific evidence against global warming, and it is there. There are dissenters. It is not a consensus, not even close. And you will find, the more you look into this, it's a political movement based, it's practically a religion. It's a political movement that is being manipulated for a power grab. That's what it is, just like eternal torment is for the church. So there's Trump. And people think that this is very interesting. I have a friend who likes what Trump is doing, as I do. And he thinks that Trump is actually part of the New World Order, and that Trump is bringing the populist state back, the populist ideal back to the United States. But then the United States is going to be co-opted by the New World Order, and it's going to take the populism, it's going to take the great thing that Trump creates with the U.S., and it's going to ride on its back, and it's going to use it as leverage to bring about the New World Order. I disagree with that. It could be right, but I'm 99% sure that is incorrect. This is why. Donald Trump was not supposed to happen. He was not supposed to happen. The New World Order, the One World Government people, they had everything lined up with Hillary Clinton. Everything was lined up to subjugate the world, to hand over their freedoms by means of these false emergencies. Yes, false emergencies. Population control, they want to control the population. And again, it all comes down, we have to save the earth. False, 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 false. Don't buy it. You, my friends, you who see the truths in the scripture about the falsehood of free will and eternal torment, you're a critical thinker. Use that same critical thinking and apply it to the political realm. No, these people hate Donald Trump. Donald Trump was an anomaly. Donald Trump was not supposed to happen. God put Donald Trump where he is to indeed cause a season of prosperity and peace to be established on the earth. Look at Donald Trump's enemies. Almost everybody hates the guy, except real people. Real people love Trump because he's for the individual. He's not a part of that. He's not. It's ridiculous to think that he's a part of the One World Government. He's an accident, man. They did not see him coming. They didn't want him. And they're having to retool everything. And they've tried to figure out any way to get rid of the guy. Yeah, because he's bringing, again, the best thing I heard Trump say during his inauguration speech was, this is the era now begins when we take power away from Washington, D.C. and give it back to the people. Woo-hoo! They don't want that. Can you imagine a pastor at a church saying, today is the first day that I'm going to take the power away from me, from my organization. I'm going to give it back to you. I'm going to free you so that you don't need me anymore. Yeah, Trump's trying to free as many people as possible so that they don't need the frickin' U.S. government anymore. Let the government do what it's supposed to do. Keep us safe. Pave some roads. But get out of our freaking lives. Get out of our lives. Religion, get out of our lives. I don't need your control. I don't need your baptisms. I don't need your repentance. This constant repentance, not realizing that Jesus Christ has justified you. Don't need to show up at your building on Sunday morning or Wednesday evening. Don't need it. Stay the hell out of my life. I have my life with God, and I'm doing just fine. Jesus Christ is my head. I don't need a human head. Likewise with the government. Government, just keep bad guys away, and don't tell me what to eat. Don't tell me what to drive. Let the market take care of itself. Let people start their businesses. Let them grow. Let them keep their money. Get the hell out of our lives. Small government. I'm a small government guy. Why wouldn't I be? It's completely consistent with being a small religion guy. And I don't understand how anybody who says we want religion small or out, I can't understand how that same person would want big government, want control. Religion says shut up. They want to shut down all dissenting voices. The government wants to do the same thing. Leftists in the United States want to do the same thing. They don't like the fact that their stranglehold on communication, the mainstream media, the major three networks, has been destroyed. They hate the idea that there are free independent news outlets on YouTube, on the internet, that people are going to for real information. And you can use your own critical thinking to decide what you believe and what you don't, instead of only having three options, ABC, CBS, NBC, or four options, CNN, or whatever. Same with spirituality. People find me where? They don't find me in church on Sunday. They find me on the internet. They find me on this free flow platform of ideas. And the government would want to shut down the internet. Don't you think the churches will want to shut down the internet? That's why the Catholic Church didn't want anybody having a Bible. Duh, of course not. Because then they might find out that they're free in Christ, that they're justified, and they don't need to pay their stupid money to get their Uncle Joe out of purgatory. It's a racket. The government is a racket, and the church is a racket. And the government is right now creating a false emergency of global warming in order to grab power. The church has created a false emergency of eternal torment to grab power. These are all related. No, Trump was not supposed to happen. Trump is going to usher in, his re-election is in the bag. Okay, I predicted he would win in 2016. I've been predicting for 15 years. No. 20 years, ask anybody who read my first newsletter, The Idle Babbler Illustrated. I have been predicting the ascendancy of conservative style government, of individual liberties. Because I know that the end time deception, the final deception of the final years of Millennium 6 is going to be so slick and so beautiful and so wonderful that even the elect, if possible, would be deceived. Nobody's going to be deceived by Hillary Clinton, or Obama, or Kamala Harris, or Bernie Sanders. These are all yo-yos. Occasional cortex. These are children. They want to get all the toys. They want to get all the toys. It's like such an obvious evil. It is to me. But to see American prosperity, which when America prospers, the world prospers. And to see these peace deals coming up with North Korea and with Israel. I mean, Trump's kicking ass. And it's amazing that he's doing it because of all the opposition that he has. Now, you know a man by his enemies. Look at who hates Trump. You telling me Trump's part of it? No, he's not part of it. But what's going to happen then? Well, what I think is going to happen is, I'll tell you what I think is going to happen compared to what I used to think was going to happen. I used to think that, yeah, the New World Order, all those ugly people with the handlebar mustaches and the Hillary Clintons, you know, the Barack Obamas, the socialists, the communists like Bernie Sanders. I used to think that these people were going to take over the world. And it would be like 1984 scenario. You know, and it would be like the former Soviet Union scenario where there's gulags and there's camps and there's detention camps and there's persecutions and pogroms, and that's what I thought it was. But no, that's too obviously evil. See, this is going to be so slick that even the elect would be deceived if possible. No. The final deception is going to be prosperity and peace and individual liberty and freedom. And there's not enough yo-yos yet in this country to vote for the socialist. I don't believe. Yeah, I mean, no matter who the Democratic candidate is in 2020, whether it's Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden or whatever, I don't think there's enough yo-yos in the United States yet to vote for a socialist. And that's what the Democratic Party, the left in my country now, is becoming out and out socialist. They're just saying, look, we want centralized government. We want central everything. There's another name for this. It's called totalitarianism. It's called the people in charge having all the power, all the wealth. They're still flying. They're still driving the SUVs. They still have their mansions. And you have a small group of people dictating what everybody else does. I don't think America's ready to vote for that shit. No. Nobody wants to become Venezuela or Cuba, okay? Some people do. And the only way they can get it is to trick people. Well, we can't tell them we're socialist. We can't come out and say, well, actually, they are. We're not going to tell them that socialism leads to communism. We're not going to tell them we're power hungry. We're not going to tell them that we want to control everything they do. So we'll just say, well, we have a global crisis here. The earth is going to destroy itself in 12 years if you don't do something about it. What do I do? Vote for us. Bullshit. I'm not going to vote for you. So Trump is going to build this beautiful thing and the whole world's going to line up for it. And that, this is the new world order. The new world order is going to succeed, I believe, over the old new world order. When I say old new world order, I mean the obvious new world order. The evil people. The people who just, they're obviously making power plays. Every single freaking Democrat in the United States, the left, the socialists. It's obviously a power play. These people are power mad. Trump, he's got an ego the size of his tower in New York City. Yes, I know that. But he honestly is looking out for individual people, and he actually is pulling back the control of the government. This is making the globalists cuckoo. They're going nuts. They're trying everything they do to get rid of the guy. No, Trump is not tied in to the new world order. He's a maverick. He's rogue. He's not Hitler. There's another alarmist. Trump's Hitler. Don't vote for Trump. He's Hitler. You ask people, what has Trump done that's Hitler-esque? They can't think of anything. Trump's a racist. Really? Tell me, why do you think that? I've seen these interviews. People go out on the street. Trump's a racist. Why do you think he's a racist? What has he done? They don't know because they're just repeating a talking point. They've been brainwashed to think that Trump's a racist. Eternal torment is true. It's just true. Why do you believe it's true? I don't know. It's just true. Trump hates women. Do you have any proof that he hates women? Well, no, but he just does. He just hates women. Trump is Hitler. What's he done? Well, he's just Hitler. See? Oh, the earth is burning up. Why do you think that? Well, it just is. Because they told me on CNN. They told me on CNN Trump's a racist. So I just believe it. They told me in the Catholic Church that eternal torment was true. The priest told me. Oh, the priest. The priest told me eternal torment was true. Yeah, my pastor told me that I have free will. So I guess it's true. He went to the theological seminary. There's his diploma on the wall. Woohoo! He's got a diploma. Whoop-de-doop-de-doo.